ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 23 एंड 24। श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णोः स्मरणं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वन्दनं दास्यं सख्यम् आत्मनिवेदनम् इति पुंसार्पिता विष्णो भक्तिश्चेन्नवलक्षणा क्रियेत भगवत्यध्वा तन्मन्येधीतमुत्तमम्। श्री ट्रांसलेशन प्रपोज्ड बाय डिवाइन कृष्ण प्रभुपाद। प्रहलाद महाराज सेड, during enchanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them and serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto him, these 9 processes, in other words serving him with body, mind and words, these 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Kirtanam. The hearing of the holy name has been described above. Now let us try to understand the chanting of the holy name, which is the second item in the consecutive order. It is recommended that such chanting be performed very loudly. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni says that without shame he began travelling all over the world, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Trinadapi Sumichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. A devotee can very peacefully chant the holy name of the Lord by behaving more humbly than the grass, being tolerant like a tree and offering respects to everyone, without expecting honor from anyone else. Such qualifications make it easier to chant the holy name of the Lord. The process of transcendental chanting can be easily performed by anyone. Even if one is physically unfit, classified lower than others, devoid of material qualifications, or not at all elevated in terms of pious activities, the chanting of the holy name is beneficial. An aristocratic birth, an advanced education, beautiful bodily features, wealth and similar results of pious activities are all unnecessary for advancement in spiritual life. For one can very easily advance simply by chanting the holy name. It is understood from authoritative sources of Vedic literatures that especially in this age, Kali Yuga, people are generally short living, extremely bad in their habits and inclined to accept methods of devotional service that are not bona fide. Moreover, they are always disturbed by material conditions and they are mostly unfortunate. Under the circumstances, the performance of other processes such as yajna, dana, tapa and kriya, sacrifices, charity and so on are not at all possible. Therefore, it is recommended, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Harir Nam, Aiva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatir Anyatha. In the face of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, and there is no other way. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one advances perfectly in spiritual life. This is the best process for success in life. In other ages, the chanting of the holy name is equally powerful. But especially in this age, Kali Yuga, it is most powerful. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is liberated and returns home back to Godhead. Therefore, even if one is able to perform other processes of devotional service, one must adopt the chanting of the holy name as the principal method of advancing in spiritual life. Yajnai Sankirtana Prayai Yajantuhi Sumedhasha. Those who are very sharp in their intelligence should adopt this process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. One should not, however, manufacture different types of chanting. One should adhere sincerely to the chanting of the holy name as recommended in the scriptures. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid 10 offenses. From Sanat Kumar, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he is freed from offensive life if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, he will be liberated if he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. The offenses are described as follows. A. To blaspheme a devotee, especially a devotee engaged in broadcasting the glories of the holy name. B. To consider the name of Lord Shiva or any other demigod to be equally as powerful as the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor is anyone superior to Him. C. To disobey the instructions of the spiritual master. D. To blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in persons of the Vedic literatures. E. To comment that the glories of the holy name of the Lord are exaggerated. F. To interpret the holy name in a deviant way. G. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. H. To compare the chanting of the holy name to pious activities. I. To instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. J. Not to awaken in transcendental attachment for the chanting of the holy name, even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours a day. Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free of offenses. And then he will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which he can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is recommended that even if one commits offenses, one should continue chanting the holy name. In other words, the chanting of the holy name makes one offenseless. In the book Nama Kaumudi, it is recommended that if one is an offender at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, he should submit to that Vaishnava and be excused. Similarly, if one is an offender in chanting the holy name, he should submit to the holy name and thus be freed from his offenses. In this connection, there is the following statement spoken by Daksha to Lord Shiva. I did not know the glories of your personality, and therefore I committed an offense at your lotus feet in the open assembly. You are so kind, however, that you did not accept my offense. Instead, when I was falling down because of accusing you, you saved me by your merciful glance. You are most great. Kindly excuse me and be satisfied with your own exalted qualities. One should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as Aimukta Kularupas Samanam and Nivritta Tarsher Upagiyamanat. One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. So, Srila Prabhupada has written very elaborate theses practically in this purport on each and every quality. There is one entry in Prabhupada's journal right in the very beginning, 1965-66, when Prabhupada was practically alone, and he writes, he had spent quite a bit of money to purchase one tape recorder, and Prabhupada writes, "Today I invited many people, no one came, but I spoke into the tape recorder." And Prabhupada understood the value of recording his sound vibration, because he knew that that could change the way of history for all time to come. And therefore he has spent several sleepless nights translating these most wonderful shlokas and giving elaborate purports. And Prabhupada said, "These purports are like my devotional ecstasies." So Srila Prabhupada was managing the whole ISKCON society and at the same time he was so intensely absorbed in the Srimad Bhagavatam at night. And you can see that in each one of these purports, especially this particular purport, each one of these items, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Prabhupada goes out of the way to describe all of these in great detail. So today we'll discuss briefly about Kirtanam, Shravanam and Kirtanam. After such a Guru Puja, we don't need much class on Kirtanam. Like sometimes during the Polish festival, Indradimna Maharaj, he would sit to give Bhagavatam class and chant Radha Madhav. And after chanting Radha Madhav, he'll start chanting Hare Krishna. And then while singing Hare Krishna, he'll get up from the Vyasasana and start walking out of the temple. The whole audience will walk out and they'll go for a Harinam and come back and have Prasad. That's the end of the Bhagavatam class. So if the class is on Kirtanam, so maybe we should just do Kirtanam. So, very beautiful purport Prabhupada is writing. So what exactly is Kirtanam? In the fifth chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the definition of Kirtanam is given. Idam hi pumsas tapasas shrutasya va srishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayoho avichyutopir kavibhir nirupito yadittama shloka gunanavarnam. It is described in this verse that whatever skills, intelligence, powers one has, srishtasya suktasya cha buddhi dattayoho, whatever intelligence has been given by God, we should utilize that intelligence, abilities and skills, yad uttama shloka gunanuvarnam, to glorify Krishna. And this particular verse was chosen by Srila Prabhupada as the basis for establishing Bhaktivedanta Institute, BI. So if you see in the BI logo, you'll find that this particular verse is from the first canto, spoken by Narad Muni, is the basis that all the scientific work which you are doing is also ultimately meant to glorify Krishna. So one could be engaged in all different kinds of activities, but if the goal of all of these activities is to glorify Krishna, then that is kirtan or glorification of the Supreme Lord, like that. So most people with intelligence, they do not know how to utilize that intelligence. Just like when I was studying in college, so there was the case of a professor who had a PhD student, and he told, and this PhD student became infatuated by the professor's daughter and he wanted to marry her. So he went to the professor and said, "I want to marry her." Professor said, "If you finish your PhD within 1 year, then maybe we'll see." And then he got so inspired that in 11 months, in record time, he practically published more than a dozen papers and actually finished the PhD. Still a record. And he had this impetus to do that. So what was he waiting for was that he could marry this girl. So he went to the professor and he said that you have to keep your word. And he said, "Well, your PhD is over. I have published several papers. I don't remember any promise." And this gentleman, who was so intelligent, he got so deeply affected that he kind of became little, you know, not very social after that. You could still see the symptoms of the effect on him. Of course, he went on to ultimately become a professor in that college also. But he was so affected that you could actually see him walking on the in the corridor. And while walking, if he has to turn right, he would show his hand, even while walking. And first time he had seen that, we had asked our seniors, "How did this happen?" You know, like the sages of Naimisharanya, they asked. And they said, "Oh, many years back, this had happened," they had said. So you can imagine such phenomenal intelligence, but then one does not know the exact purpose for which to use. So therefore, yad uttama shloka gunanuvarnanam means that it must be utilized to glorify Krishna. all the faculties. So Rupa Goswami describes there are three types of kirtan: Naam Kirtan, Lila Kirtan, and Guna Kirtan. Glorification of Krishna's holy name and his pastimes and his qualities. All the three come under the category of kirtan. So Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto describes Etad Nirvidyamananam Ichchatam Akuto Bhayam Yoginam Nripa Niranitam Harer Namanu Kirtanam. That all the authoritative sources have very positively concluded Yoginam Nripa Niranitam. One of the biggest difficulties is to come to a conclusive statement regarding what the scriptures want to say. So in this verse it is described that Nripa Niranitam, it has been concluded that all the processes, all kinds of yoga efforts, all kinds of other activities which are performed towards self-realization, that of all of these, Yoginam Nripa Niranitam Harer Namanu Kirtanam. The best way to avoid fearlessness is the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So we are extremely fortunate that we have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's movement, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and we have some idea about the conclusive statements of the Shastras. That also requires several lifetimes of searching in different directions and getting confused. Srila Prabhupada was attending one conference of various religionists and he was sitting on the stage. And Srila Prabhupada had already spoken and there was some Mayavadi scholar who was speaking. And just behind Srila Prabhupada and the stage, when Prabhupada and others were sitting, behind the chairs, there was one big fan which had been kept. And these fans are the decorators, you know, typically they make tremendous amount of sound. In India, there are certain uniform standards anywhere you go. So, it was making such huge sound, Prabhupada could not hear what was being spoken. So, Prabhupada, in a characteristic style, he just turned around and looked towards the fan. And his servant was sitting here, but he understood, Prabhupada wants me to do something with the fan. So he thought, oh, maybe he wants to listen to the class. So immediately switched off the fan. Prabhupada heard for some time what was being spoken. Again, Prabhupada turned towards the fan. Jayadvait Maharaj told this story and said that Prabhupada realized it was not worth listening. There are so many conclusions which people come out with as far as scriptures are concerned. But what is the nirnaya? What is the final conclusion? That very emphatically is described as the chanting of the holy names. When Maharaj Prataparudra is standing on the top of the palace along with Sarvam Bhattacharya and he sees Lord Chaitanya and his associates come into the Jagannath Puri complex, come into the dham of Jagannath Puri. So he sees all of these effulgent personalities and he's wondering who they are. Koti Surya Sama Sabha Ujjwala Varan Kabhu Nahi Dekhi Ehi Madhura Kirtan. Who are these personalities who are glowing like millions of suns and have never heard such beautiful melodious kirtan sound? And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Prataparudra Maharaj was in Jagannath Puri and Jagannath Puri was world famous for all kirtan groups to come and perform kirtan. So it was not that for the first time in life Prataparudra Maharaj was seeing some kirtan and so he was astonished. But what attracted him was the potency of that kirtan. And he says, Aiche prema aiche nritya, aiche prema dhvani. Kaha nahi dekhi aiche, kaha nahi shuni. Such dance, such love, and such kind of beautiful, most wonderful devotion I have never seen before. What is the source of this? What exactly is happening? And Prabhupada said, the reason why this kirtan group could touch the heart of Prataputra Maharaj compared to all the others was because the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not just professional singers. They also practice the principles of devotional service strictly in their personal lives. And because they were following the principles of chanting and refraining from sin and doing all kinds of things favorable for devotional service, any activity performed by such a devotee has the potency to touch others' hearts. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya's followers are characterized by their strict adherence to the following of principles. And that has the potency to create heart transformation. So when Sarvam Bhattacharya hears this, he says that Bhattacharya kohe ei madhura kirtan chaitanyera srishti ei premasan kirtan. So Sarvam Bhattacharya reveals the origin of this Harinam Sankirtan. What is the origin? Ei madhura vachan, this most sweetest sound vibration originates. Chaitanyera srishti has been created by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It has come from the spiritual world. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtan. Ei prema sankirtan. And this is known as prema sankirtan. Avatari chaitanya koila dharma pracharan. Kali kale dharma krishna nama sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared specifically to inundate the world with harinama sankirtan. And therefore he has come along with his associates to distribute the glories of the chanting of the holy names. And Sankirtana Yajna Tare Kore Aradhan Saito Sumedha Aur Kalihatajan. And he concludes by saying that the Lord is inviting everyone to worship him by chanting of Hare Krishna. And Saito Sumedha, anyone who worships Lord by chanting of Hare Krishna is intelligent. Ar Kalihatajan, and everyone else is a fool bitten by Kali, finished by Kali Yuga. Ar Kalihatajan. So Kavinaj Goswami uses very strong words to describe many times in different places those who do not accept the process of the chanting of Harinam. Therefore, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the origin of the Harinam Sankirtan has been described. And Harinam Sankirtan, we call it Harinam Kirtan. And the reason why they say Harinam is the word Hari means two things. Sarva Amangal Hare and Premadiya. The Hari, the holy name, does two things. Takes Amangal away, takes our Anarthas away, and then gives us love. And therefore, specifically, although it is Krishna's holy name, we can call it Krishna Nam also. The reason why we always call it Hari Nam is because the name has these two functions. All of us are afflicted by anarthas. By chanting of the holy name, the anarthas are dissolved, taken away, and gradually love is awarded. One skeptic came to Srila Prabhupada and he was arguing with Prabhupada that you are recommending chanting of holy name. What is the problem if I simply count? Rather than chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that same amount of time I can also spend doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What is the problem in that? Prabhupada said you can do that. You can try counting, and when you are tired of counting, try chanting. Because that will not give any kind of spiritual relish. So one thinks, many times people speculate that the reason the chanting has effect is because the oxygen flow is controlled and because this happens and that happens. But it is Chaitanyana Srishti. It is coming from the spiritual world. We cannot speculate about what is the reason for this. Another professor on the West Coast in one college, I think Irvine, Prabhupada was giving a class. And he was speaking about Harinam, loud chanting of the holy name. And this professor said, Upanishad meditation.
No chanting. What do you mean loud chanting? It is not mentioned. And he quoted verses.
And Prabhupada looked at him and said, are you finished?
He said, no, I have some more arguments. And he quoted some more verses.
Prabhupada again said, are you finished?
He said, yes, I am finished.
Prabhupada said, sit down.
And then Prabhupada started quoting so many verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Bhagavatam, about how loud chanting of the holy name is recommended. And he was so emphatic and he was pounding his hand on the lectern which was there. You know, there was a lectern and Prabhupada was pounding so emphatically. After 15-20 minutes, this professor raised his hand. And Prabhupada said, yes. And this professor said, can we have kirtan? Just by that emphatic presentation, he got convinced. So what Srila Prabhupada has given to us is something which we cannot imagine so easily. Because there are so many people who are traversing the spiritual path in a confused state of mind, not knowing what to do. So therefore somehow, by some good fortune, we have come across this holy name. And therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that Krishna specifically descends for this purpose, to attract our minds. Yena yena avatarena Bhagavan Harir Ishvara karoti karna ramyani manogyani janaprabhu. When Krishna performs his pastimes, it is for two reasons. Karna ramyani, it is very pleasing to the ear, and manogyani, and the meanings of these verses of the Bhagavatam, they are very pleasing to the mind. So the sound vibration does two things. It attracts our ears and attracts our mind. The meanings attract our minds. So the artha, the meanings and the purports, they have certain potency to capture our minds. And as soon as we capture Krishna within our minds, then automatically things start happening. And therefore, Bhagavatam describes that Maharaj Parikshit is very eager to hear about Krishna. Athanyapati Krishnasya Toka Charitam Adbhutam. He is telling Shukadeva Goswami that I want to hear more about Toka Charitam. Toka Charitam means Krishna's pastimes as a small child. Krishnera Yateka Khela Sarvottama Naralula Naravapu Sahara Swarupa. Out of all the different incarnations of Krishna, Krishna specifically appears in human society to capture the hearts of all the souls. And Bhagavatam describes why. That manusham loka asadya tat jatim anurundhata. Krishna appears in human society so that we have a tendency to identify with the same jati. Tat jatim anurundhata. Manushim lokam asadya. So when Krishna appears as Kashyap, as a tortoise or as a fish, it's very difficult to identify and develop feelings. And when he appears as Narsingadev, even demigods were fearful. Demigods are supposed to be Vishnu Bhakta. Vishnu Bhakta Smrite Deva Asurasta Viparyaya. And demigods were running here and there. So how one can become attracted towards such a fearsome form? And what to speak of Parashuram? You know, Parashuram carrying axe in his hand, he didn't give too many discourses. And he just, you know, did one thing. Cut off people's heads. And then filled up. The only lakes he created were lakes made of blood. So therefore, Krishna appears in this form to create emotions within the hearts of human beings. I am also like you. So when a person feels that, okay, someone is like me, someone has the same background like me, has similar kind of characteristics like me, the chances of getting attracted is much more. The compatibility factor is enhanced. And therefore, manusham lokam asadya tad jatim anurundhata. So Krishna feels, let the human beings think that I am in their same jati. And then they will also start you know, having those feelings towards me as a child and as a young man and as a warrior and things like that. So this is very important. And Prabhupada explains what is the art of management. Beautiful quote of Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, the art of management is get people to love you and then they will do whatever you say. So Krishna also uses the same principle that he performs activities in such a way that people fall in love with him. So then he is in Braj and he is running behind the gopis and he is doing all kinds of things as a small child because he feels that only when I become their servant and when I follow in the footsteps of the human beings and follow all the laws and the rules and regulations of human society, then I will have adhikar to demand from them, you now surrender to me. So therefore Krishna performs elaborate pastimes in human society in order to create that feeling that yes, there is some oneness like that. Like Allen Ginsberg, once, you know, Prabhupada spent a lot of time with Allen Ginsberg, but he was more kind of doing all kinds of things. So he was in Bali, in Southeast Asia, and he wrote a letter to Prabhupada that, Swamiji, I am now in Bali practicing non-theistic Buddhism. But I heard that you are not feeling very well, and therefore I am concerned about your health. So now Prabhupada has spent a lot of time chanting Hare Krishna with him, speaking about, you know, Krishna consciousness. And having taken so much of association of Prabhupada, now he is going and practicing some non-theistic Buddhism. So Prabhupada could have, you know, written a letter back that, what nonsense are you doing, come back. You know, I spoke so much to you about holy name and we performed so many kirtans together. What is this non-theistic Buddhism? No. Prabhupada wrote a letter saying, so, I'm very glad to receive your letter and as far as my health is concerned, I request you to pray to your non-theistic deity for my health. And when Allen Ginsberg received that, he was very happy. So, he's so good. He's understanding me. So, Prabhupada was also very expert at making sure that first he became like a friend, well-wisher, and then he could have people follow various activities of Krishna consciousness. So therefore these leelas are ultimately meant to bring about the guna. The guna or the characteristic feature of Krishna. So one of the main features Krishna wants to present is his mercy. So right now the soul has fallen away from Krishna. Someone asked the Prabhupada, why the soul fell from the spiritual world? Because everything is so great in the spiritual world, everything is so attractive. What is the reason for the soul to fall? And Prabhupada said one thing, causeless stupidity. There is absolutely no reason. But somehow we are here and now we have to get connected. So to establish that connection, we have to have attraction towards the Lord. And therefore, one of the things which Krishna displays is mercy. But okay, I'm so merciful that please establish relationship with me. If you establish relationship with me, you will get much more than by establishing relationship with anyone else. And so, as in the Putana pastime it is described, Padbhyam bhakta hrudisthabhyam vandyabhyam lokavanditaihi. Even the greatest demigods worship those lotus feet. Bhakta hrudisthabhyam, those lotus feet are only present in manomaya murti, in the form of mental image within the heart of devotees. Bhakta hrudisthabhyam. Krishna's lotus feet is meditated upon. So those lotus feet are in the form of a mental image in devotees' hearts. And that Krishna, it is described, angam yasya samakramya bhagavan apitatsanam. When Krishna was drinking the milk of Putana, he was holding Putana's chest and drinking the milk apitatsanam and his feet were touching upon Krishna's, upon Putana's body. Samakramya. So that lotus feet, which is worshipped by the demigods and meditated upon by great souls, that feet was touching someone who came to establish a relationship with Krishna of killer. And Krishna gave himself up and made her mother in the spiritual world. So therefore, Shukadeva Goswami is saying that Tatam Aviratam Krishne Kurvati Naam Sutikshane. So what to speak of those gopis of Vrindavan, those who are constantly Aviratam Krishne, are constantly establishing relationship with Krishna, Kurvati Naam Sutikshanam, considering Krishna to be their son. Putana considered Krishna as a son to be given some milk for a short duration of time, acted as a mother, somehow, although with other motives. What to speak of someone who is acting as Krishna's mother constantly? Kurvatinam suta ikshanam. Ikshanam means seeing, who are constantly looking upon Krishna as my son, as my son. So therefore, Shukadeva Goswami says, Na puna kalpate rajan samsaro ajnana sambhava. How can this samsara be available to them after this life? It is impossible. Samsara means deha, body. That body whose milk has been constantly drunk by Krishna, that body which is giving milk to Krishna, how can that body be source of bondage? That house where Krishna is playing, coming in and going out, running and jumping and stealing things from that house, how can house like that be a source of bondage? A place where Krishna is simply standing at one place in the form of deity for hundreds of years becomes a worshipable place for thousands of pilgrims for all time to come. So how can such a house where Krishna is not just standing but is jumping and playing and doing all kinds of leelas, how can that house be the source of bondage? And what to speak of the husbands of such gopis who are constantly associated with such gopis? How can they be the source of bondage? And whose children are Krishna's children, Krishna's friends, how can they be subjected to any kind of bondage? So therefore, through this pastime, Krishna is trying to appeal that the guna of mercy is so prominent that for someone who established a very brief relationship with dubious motives can get such phenomenal results from me, such amazing reciprocation from me. So can you imagine if you try to perform devotional service on a regular basis and even if there are some mistakes in such process, what is there to fear? Therefore, whatever may be the problems, one should never ever think that there could be a better alternative than Krishna consciousness. That one may have difficulty in practicing strictly is a different thing. But Shastra and the glories of Krishna described Gunanu Varananam, by hearing the qualities of Krishna convinces us that we should not even try to look anywhere else. That's why Shastra is important. That's why hearing Bhagavatam and describing the glories of Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam is also important. And that's why Prabhupada said, actually chanting is sufficient. If you see this purport is only filled with chanting. Someone asked the Prabhupada, if chanting is sufficient, why you have written Bhagavatam? Purports. Prabhupada said, actually if you have the conviction that Krishna is supreme and you will worship him all life, there is actually no need. But because you don't have that conviction, you have to keep convincing yourself. And therefore, we also have to connect with this kirtan. Kirtan of Krishna's glories and his qualities. So this is one of the very important principles here. Just like I was describing that I met one gentleman in Spain. And he said he came to Spain to do business. And he could not speak Spanish. Like our Kavichandra Maharaj was saying that we are telling him that Indians, we don't normally go, you know, for preaching different parts of the world. That's not there in the Hindu tradition. That's why Americans could come and, you know, establish Krishna consciousness worldwide because we are missionaries and we are adventurers and we are not like that. And he said, I don't agree. We are doing business all over the world. Indians are doing business everywhere. And they are the fastest to learn any language in any country for business. So this devotee was saying that he didn't know Spanish and he wanted to learn Spanish. And he was walking on the street and he came upon a book table of devotees. And the devotee read Krishna book and he saw the Krishna book and he was attracted. And he said, you don't look Indian and you have this Krishna on this, what is this? And they said, we are from Hare Krishna and we have this Krishna book. And he said, but I am already Hindu, I am already, you know, from my childhood we have been worshipping Krishna. We don't need all these books to know about Krishna. And somehow the Paramatma inspired this devotee from inside. He said, you may know Krishna, but you don't know Spanish. If you read this book, you will learn Spanish. And you are already a businessman. So immediately this entered his system and he said, my God, what he is saying makes sense. Immediately purchased the book. And by the time he finished the Krishna book, he became a devotee. And is one of the main leaders of this yatra in Malaga, in southern Spain. Beautiful deity, the disciple of Bhaktacharu Maharaj. And he said that, initially, somehow, I just went searching for something else and got connected. So therefore, this is kirtan. What is kirtan? So the next point is, why one should engage in kirtan? Why to do kirtan? There is only one reason, to attract Krishna. Yani yani ha gitani tadbala charitani cha dabhi nirmantane kale smaranti tani agayata. And Yashoda Mai was singing Krishna's glories while doing dabhi mantan, churning the buttermilk. Yani yani ha gitani tadbala charitani. So by doing that, immediately Krishna, who was sleeping, wakes up and comes running to Mother Yashoda. So therefore, while performing our daily routine activities, we have to keep out some time for chanting Krishna's glories. Simply by working, we cannot attract Krishna. We have to also show to Krishna that we are attached to Him and our work is in relationship with Him. And therefore, some amount of time has to be dedicated for hearing and chanting Krishna's glories. And then, whatever activities we do, become Krishna conscious. Kalim agatam adhyay kshetresmin vaishnave vayam asina dirga satrena kathayam sakshana. So all the sages of Naimisharani are saying to Sutta Goswami, you don't speak in a hurry, speak peacefully. Kalim agatam adhyay, Kaliyuga has come. And we have just started that yajna. Last 10,000 years we have been doing that yajna. Karmani has been anashvase dhumra dhumratmavan bhavan. There has been only one effect of that yajna, that our faces have become black by all the soot and our heart is still black. But apayayati govinda pada padmasavam madhu. You speak about Krishna's glories and that nectar of Krishna's glories will purify our heart. So all the sages abandoned the yajna. The fire was still burning. And they gave it up. And they came to Sutta Goswami and he said, hey, what about the yajna? I forget that yajna. So because that fire was also going, then they thought that Sutta Goswami may think, okay, I may have to speak fast so that they can go and complete the yajna. They said, Asina Dirga Satrena. We have sat here and they were sages. They didn't believe in any breakfast, lunch, dinner or anything. Once they sat down, I mean, that's it. Speaker and hearer, no problem. Kathayam sakshana. So the word sakshana is used. Sakshana means we have come with time at our disposal. That means first we will finish katha, then we will do other things. So therefore, this idea of hearing is very important. And when we hear and chant, then we attract Krishna. Then Krishna is attracted. Then that becomes the process of bhakti. So, Vyajit Maharaj tells this story. Someone came to Prabhupada and he said that you are offering this food in your house, your devotees to Krishna. So how do you know that Krishna eats? It's all idol worship. What is this going on? And Prabhupada said, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that patram pushpam phalam prayam yomi bhaktya prayachati. You offer these things to me, I will eat. And I may be a fool, Prabhupada said. But God is saying, I eat. So whom should I believe? God or a rascal like you? God is saying that. So therefore if He is saying, then we do that. And therefore whatever occupational duty we have, it becomes Krishna conscious. When our food is offered to Krishna, when our mind is given to Krishna, and our other activities are dedicated to Krishna. So again we find that another example where chanting of Krishna's glories attracts Krishna. Apart from Damodar Leela, Yashodamai sings and Krishna comes. When Krishna leaves the Rasa dance, the most intimate association of the gopis, iti gopyat pragayanti pralapan tatra chitrala rurudu susmaran rajan Krishna darsana lalasa. So when all of these gopis sing Krishna's glories, so gopi geet is nothing but the gopis singing and doing kirtan of Krishna's qualities and pastimes to attract Krishna. And then when they sing, after they finish singing this gopi geet, tasam avirabhut shauri smayamana mukhambuja pitambara dharasragvi sakshan manmatha manmatha. That beautiful supreme personality of Godhead, who has a beautiful garland of forest flowers around his neck, smayamana mukhambuja, his lotus-like face adorned with a beautiful smile, that charm and that smile and that beauty which could even churn the heart of Cupid, who churns the heart of all. Manmatha, manmatha means one who churns the heart of one who churns the heart of all. That is Krishna. So then Krishna appeared hearing the kirtan of these most exalted gopis. Samana Srila Prabhupada, I see that your devotees in ISKCON are simply sitting in temple and they are chanting Hare Krishna day and night. What is this going on? They don't work? Prabhupada said, rich men's son don't work. We are all servants of Krishna and Krishna is Sadaishwarishali. Like that. Of course, someone came to Prabhupada and said, one Grihastha devotee, he said, and Prabhupada, I chant 64 rounds every day. And Prabhupada said, what do you do after that? That means, he also did not advocate that you simply chant. But when we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are asking the Supreme Lord, please engage me in your devotional service. So this is very beautiful description of how Krishna appears in response to kirtan. And that is the ultimate purpose of kirtan, to sing Krishna's glories, so that we can attract Krishna. So the third point which we can take is, who's authorized to sing kirtan or describe Krishna's glories? So we have a nice example in the 10th canto. Gargacharya is coming to perform the name-giving ceremony of Krishna. So right now we are all describing about Krishna's holy name, holy name, holy name. But how the holy name, how that name, you know, advented, that also is interesting. So we say that we have to chant, but while chanting, we have to understand the purpose is ultimately to keep Krishna's interests in mind. Everything is to please Krishna. So Garga Muni is coming, and then when he meets Nanda Maharaj, he's extremely happy, and Nanda Maharaj invites him inside and tells that you must please give name to my son, to my two sons, Krishna and Balram. You know, Krishna and Balram were there, he just mentions as sons. So he says, Mahat Vicharanam Dhanam Grihinam Dhinuketasam Nishreyasaya Lokas Nanyatha Kalpate Kuchit. Great souls like you simply travel to bestow benedictions to people like us who are in fallen state. So please, you give some name, because you are the most authorized representative. And you are well versed in all the Shastras and Jyotish and Vedic Mantras. Now here is an amazing opportunity for Garga Muni to go into history as the person who gave names to Krishna and Balram. It is such an honor, such a privilege, and that offer has been given by Nanda Maharaj. But Garga Muni is so honest and he's so pure that he's not concerned and he's not so eager simply to do this first. He wants to make sure that they understand the significance of what's going to happen. So he says, as far as I'm concerned, I belong to the royal dynasty. I'm the Purohit of the royal dynasty of the Yadus. And if I give a name, Kamsa may find out. And he may think that actually Devaki's eighth son has come to Nanda Maharaj's house. And therefore there may be some reaction. It is not good for Krishna's interests for me to give name to Krishna and Balaram. So this is so significant that Garga Muni is understanding the purpose of even this name giving is ultimately so that finally Krishna and Balaram's interests can be preserved. So when Nanda Maharaj hears this, he says, no, no, we want you to, you know, give the name only. And he says that Alakshitosmi Rahasi Mamakir, we will go to one secluded barn, even the cows have gone out to graze, no one is there. Mamakairati, even I will send my wife away and my relatives away. So only you will be there, I will be there. And these two children anyway, origin of all the Vedas, they can never understand. You know, because they are children. So they were there in presence of Krishna and Balaram, who was speaking this secret plan. Fully confident that Krishna and Balaram can never understand this secret plan. And saying, let's go there and do this name-giving ceremony so that no one understands. So Prabhupada writes in the Purport, there are so many obstacles in performing this ceremony. But Nanda Maharaj was so determined that all of these samskaras must be performed in spite of all obstacles. And he made all these special arrangements. And when he was requested, evam samprathito vipra, svachikirshitam evatat. When he was repeatedly requested and forced by Nanda Maharaj, then Garga Muni with great ecstasy, he was ready to perform this service. And the word used here is svachikirshitam. Svachikirshitam means he had come there with a great desire to perform this service. But still he just didn't jump into it when he was repeatedly told and then advised and implored by Nanda Maharaj, then he did this service. Chakara namakaranam guru rahasi balayoh. So therefore, there were so many impediments even for the holy name to manifest from Garga Muni's tongue and descend into this world. Just like Krishna appeared through Devaki and Vasudeva in his form, the name appeared through Garga Muni and there were impediments. So there will always be impediments. But one who understands what is Krishna's interests and how to preserve those interests, he is the perfect personality who can actually preserve and understand the glories of Krishna's name. Just like Garga Muni was so careful that more important than just doing the name giving ceremony is to understand that how will Krishna and Balaram be affected. So when we are chanting Hare Krishna, the main thing we are doing is, O divine energy of the Lord, Hare, O all attractive Krishna, please engage me in your service. It should make us more conscious of Krishna's interests, of the mission's interests, and things like that. So, I'll end with a nice pastime in Australia. Madhudrishya Prabhu was telling the story in his memories that they did this, they started doing Harinam Sankirtan on Prabhupada's instruction, and the police started arresting them. And then they didn't have too many funds, so they wrote the letter to Prabhupada that police has arrested. And we do not know whether we should continue or not because half of our devotees are in jail. And to come out of the jail, we need to employ a lawyer and that will cost tremendous amount of money. What should we do? We'll have to practically, you know, sell some of our property to pay for the lawyer's fees. Prabhupada immediately wrote back, do not worry about lawyers. Those devotees who are in jail, just start doing Harinam Sankirtan in jail. And just see the effect. Everything will happen. So there was like a huge uproar of enthusiasm and devotees started doing kirtan in the jail. And the kirtan became such a regular affair, and they had all the time in the world. They could do lots of kirtan. And when they were doing kirtan, gradually some of the guards started joining. And these guards, who had nothing to do with Hare Krishna before, they started wishing the devotees Hari Bol. And the other police officers came, and they started greeting the police officers Hari Bol. And the officers got bewildered, what's happening to this police force? And then they figured out this was happening, and one by one they gradually released all the Hare Krishna. They said, you are more dangerous inside than outside. And then Prabhupada wrote a letter back, that Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Srila Prabhupada ki, Kai Gopremanande.